Rand Paul wife Kelly on bloodthirsty DC mob. I really felt that we were going to lose our lives. I'm furious that Biden and Kamala Harris are not denouncing this. By Jeff Poor on August 29, 2020. On Friday's broadcast of Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson Tonight, Senator Rand Paul, RKY, and his wife Kelly Paul discussed their confrontation with an angry mob protesting outside the White House in Washington, D.C., following the completion of the Republican National Convention. Kelly Paul recounted the emotions of that experience, saying she felt protesters endangered her life. "It was absolutely terrifying," she said. "I have never experienced anything like that in my life. I hope no one else ever has to. We felt completely powerless." Before some of the video that I think you have shown where the police with the bikes were kind of creating a moving barricade for us. In the minutes before the police with the bikes showed up, we were completely encircled and surrounded. Pressed up against two cops who, we were surrounded by people who were screaming in our faces, yelling that they were going to F us up, screaming, "Say her name." And at one point, you know, at first I was trying to look in their eyes and trying to have any kind of reason or to see someone as a human being. And I realized, they did not see us as human beings, Kelly Paul continued. "We were Trump supporters, so they absolutely despised us. Even though if we were ever in a situation and maybe could have talked to some of those folks, and they knew about Rand's background in criminal justice reform and the things that I've spoken out on, we could have had agreement. But in that moment, it was just like this bloodthirsty mob. And all I could think of was the man who was kicked in the head in Portland. You know, a week ago, or the man whose jaw was broken, or 8-year-old, Sequoria Turner. I really felt that we were going to lose our lives. I thought someone was going to throw a brick. I mean, it was the most terrifying moment in my entire life." Kelly Paul said she was furious over the lack of condemnation from Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and her husband's U.S. Senate colleague Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, the Democratic vice presidential nominee. "I'm furious," she said. "I am furious. I'm furious that Biden and Kamala Harris are not denouncing this. You tell me if you are surrounded by a mob that will not let you move, that is screaming in your face, that is holding you completely hostage, and you cannot walk to your hotel and you are on a dark street, you tell me that's not violence. You tell me that is not an attack." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.